It's a good song. All right, let's take another music break and talk some tech just for another minute or two. One of the things that I've been writing about a lot at Newsom.org, and I kind of feel sometimes like I'm piling on, but I only write about it because I feel so strongly about it, are these Web 2.0 applications, as we call them, which are these interactive social networking, tagging, sharing applications that are all the rage in the blogosphere. And this week I wrote a post where I compared the whole Web 2.0 deal to a bunch of kids in a room playing with Play-Doh. You know, everybody's working by themselves, and every now and then somebody will jump up and say, "Look what I did." And everybody will look at it and go, "Ooh, ah, that's great, man. It's really cool. Way to go." And then everybody turns back to their own projects, and a little while later somebody else stands up and goes, "Ooh, look what I made." And everybody goes, "Ooh, ah, that's great." The thing is that when the kids are done, the Play-Doh goes back in the can. But there are a lot of people that seem to have convinced themselves that the Play-Doh and the Web 2.0 world is going to go in the bank. And I personally believe that this whole thing is a creation of some well-meaning but optimistic developers and a bunch of people who either played or watched people play the Greater Fool game back in Bubble 1.0 and are trying to do it again. I think a lot of the whole business is a Greater Fool theory. And I lived through Bubble 1. And, you know, back before Bubble 1 popped, I thought I was a bastard child of Peter Lynch and Warren Buffett. I mean, I was making money. I was getting quoted in magazines. I was on the Smart Money magazine investor panel, and I was getting quoted at thestreet.com, and I thought, man, I got this stuff going on. And candidly, I was also, at the time, about to sell one of my websites for well into seven figures. And so I was thinking to myself, my future is probably as an investor. I mean, I was actually starting to think that I should consider doing that for a living. That's how crazy I got. Of course, Bubble 1.0 burst before we got that deal closed, and all we got to show for it now is a letter of intent that I pull out and cry over every now and then. So we took the site back and tried to make a go of it during advertising. And along the way, we learned a lot of lessons about the nature of online advertising and how cyclical it can be. And those are the kind of things I'm writing about now because we saw it firsthand, close up. And again, but for years, I was getting a 30, 40% return. Well, that's because I was buying tech stocks and I believed the hype. And I lost a ton of money when the dot-com one bubble burst. And I learned some lessons. And now I see the same thing happen again. Now, they can't quite get traction yet because there are people like me who remember the last time we went through this. But some of the hype that some of these Web 2.0 companies are getting, when primarily their only revenue source is through advertising, because most of these applications are free. Some of them have the tenacity to charge for their services, which in the Web 2.0 world is kind of unusual. That tells you all you need to know right there. But the bottom line is the majority of these websites get their money via advertising. And I tell you, when accboards.com was making me, you know, five figures a month in revenue back in the day, it was getting it all from ad revenue. And let me tell you what, it was intoxicating. But ad revenue is very cyclical. It's very fickle. And it's only a matter of time until what happened before happens again. People say, you know what, online advertising isn't working. We're going to go back to traditional advertising, to Media 1.0, and all this whole house of cards is going to come crashing down. And the companies that prepare for that and believe that are going to be fine. And I made the summation in that post I was talking about a minute ago. I said, you know, if I was a Web 2.0 developer, I would consider myself not the next eBay/IBM killer, which is ludicrous, but you hear comparisons like that made. I would consider myself the corner family-run market, and I would try to be as good as I can be in that way. I don't need to scale up to be the next IBM. But the problem is you get the venture capital market talking to them and they have to have scale to make money. And before you know it, people are going crazy over what are really glorified science projects. And that's what bothers me. And that's what I keep writing about. Now, I used to develop software and I have tremendous, tremendous respect for what some of these people have been able to do. And I use their sites and their sites are incredibly useful. But you know what? Stick up a PayPal deal. You know, do a shareware thing. Say, look, you like my site? Pay me $5, $10 a month to use the site. Why do you need to make millions? Why can't you make thousands and sustain it? That, my friends, is the problem that I have with the whole Web 2.0 hype. And I'm going to continue to write about that until people start believing in the corner store as opposed to swinging for the fences with every pitch. So that's my take on Web 2.0. Keep reading Newsom.org and and you'll hear more about it and maybe leave me a comment. Tim, what you think?